sympath and always a smile. And now another in our occasional series, The Things That Matter. Writer, academic and activist Alistair McIntosh tells Anna Magnusson about the Galgale Trust and Govan, which he co-founded in the 1990s. It's a charity that fosters art and community with a particular focus on building and creating with wood. Alistair has a much-loved work of art in his house, which comes from the Galgale workshop.
For me personally, the most wonderful piece of art that's come out of the Galgale is hanging in my hall here. That's a life-sized eagle. Look at how the so-called medullary rays, the white lines of the oak,
yes,
simulate the tiny soft feathers on the eagle's wing there. And there in the middle is a little imprint of the Berlin, which is one of our Galgale symbols, the Hebridean longship, the link between us and the Norse people. The Galgale Trust in Govan is in an area which was known for its shipbuilding. But when the tide went out in the British Empire, the tide soon after went out in shipbuilding as well. And it left the people who had come here from all over Scotland and Ireland stranded high and dry in terms of work and the meaning that that brings to life. So when we got the Galgale going, the thinking was to use the theme of boats and boat building, but not just as an end in itself, not just building a boat, but with a deeper understanding that a boat is a metaphor for a human being, for the journey of life. We've had about 600 people go through our training program since we established in 1997. And it transforms many people's lives. People whose lives were lacking meaning, people who had no sense that anybody cared for them, people who didn't have a context in which to discover and share their own capacity to care. They get involved in making things in our workshop. And after a little while, they realize it's not just a piece of wood that they're working with a hammer and chisel, but they're sculpting life itself.
And is it also in the workshop there, the smell of wood, the sound of hammering, of chiseling, of sawing, of sanding, and people concentrated on creating things, is it also part of simply doing something with your hands, working with something physical alongside other people?
We think that a lot of people today are suffering from an alienation caused by too much virtual reality in front of screens all the time, which is very rich for the mind, but it diminishes something in the fullness of what it means to be a physical human being. And especially for people whose natural talent is perhaps not intellectual, when you take them into a workshop and you teach them how to use a tool safely and how to care for that tool and how they can make beauty using that tool, it brings out depths of who they are that they would never have imagined were there.
And does it do the same for you in the times of your life when things may be darker, when you're in difficult waters? Does the essence of Galgale, does that actually nourish you?
When I talk about Galgale and how some of the most broken people in the community, people who've had really hard-pressed lives, can get their act together, and you see the beauty of the soul shining in that context of community, sharing food, working with wood, making music, poetry, art, telling stories, all of that kind of stuff. my wife and I, living here close to Galgail, we find that our spiritual life is constantly deepened by the kind of exchanges and sharing of life and inspiration of ordinary people in this community.
And the eagle is, the head is facing upwards, and the wings are fully extended on either side, and at the end the wing feathers are
right.
Opened like a hand. It is very beautiful.
When you see something like that, you're looking at the nature of magic. C.S. Lewis spoke about the deep magic set in place when time began, the deep magic of the earth. And you see there's a love of animals and plants and so on in the Galgail. And there's an understanding of that magic, or to use another word, that spirituality that is running through them. Other native peoples understand this in other parts of the world. We're reclaiming an understanding that we once had in Scotland, but which got lost over time, with the consequence that we also lost ourselves.
So you see that eagle every time you climb up the stairs, every time you come in and out your door?
Yeah, I'll often just stop and I'll just look at it, and it's a strength.
Alistair McIntosh was talking to Anna Magnusson. Coming up, hospitality and care for the strangers and what different scriptures have to say about it. First, though, here's Stevie Wonder and As.